Hi, guys and girls, and thanks for joining us again today on another Team LRF podcast. And today I'm joined by my friend over from the UK, IFBB Pro, Emil Walker. Emil, how you doing, bro?
I'm all good, my brother. Keeping well.
Awesome, my man. Emil, for those who don't know, I'm going to give you a quick introduction. Emil is top of the Olympia points board going into the 2022 Olympia. And this podcast is being recorded early 2022, and the Olympia is December. Emil, give the guests and the viewers a bit of an intro on yourself.
How you doing, guys? How you doing, Rob? Thank you for inviting me to the show. I'm Emil Walker. I'm an IFBB Pro men's physique athlete. As Rob said, I've been competing all over the world, and God willingly, we're qualifying for that Miss Olympia. It looks that way so far, but we want to go there in the W. Do you know what I mean? So I've literally started as a pro 2018. That was Italy. And then I come second in my first pro show in the Kaigumi Classic. And then after that, I kind of didn't do any more shows during then, because I think I turned pro a bit too quickly and didn't realize what I achieved. So I kind of took a back spill and just got over what I'd done. And then COVID happened. So we've been in COVID for the last 2 years. So now I finally started my career again at the Arnold Classics in Birmingham that One Bros put on for us. Amazing show.
That was a great show, man. That was a great show. And for those who don't know about your amateur journey, Emil, obviously I followed you and we've known each other for a while. Talk to people about your amateur journey, because obviously you were one of the bigger guys as an amateur. And I'm sure there were times where you were told, you know what, you're too big. So tell me about your journey as an amateur.
I'll be honest, it was very fast. It was a fast journey, because I think I was one of the first athletes to travel all over the world as well. Everyone was doing it in the UK. And then after the Coventry show 2018, remember that one?
Yeah.
I got a top five in that one. And then I was kind of upset about our place. So I knew there was a show in 2 weeks in Spain. And I went to Spain and I won the Spain show. And I got second from the pro card then. So from then on, my journey kind of started from then. Then I kind of met up with Omar, obviously, as you know, Omar Solomon. That's with me as well. We was competing together. Me and Yemi, remember Yemi?
Yeah.
Competing with Yemi as well. And the kind of stages, the time I was amateur, which was good. I didn't really know much about competing, I'm not going to lie to you. I was put in it by my previous coach, Steve, Extreme Nutrition. He was like, you got crazy for genetics. I think you do amazing. Like, you'll get to like pro before I ever knew what pro meant. So I was like, I'll give it a go. That's not really my style, to be dieting and not partying, drinking, living life, but I'll give it a go in it. Then after that, I haven't looked back since. So changed my whole career, changed my life, literally.
Do you think, Emil, that naivety to what pro meant actually helped you, because you were like, you know what, let's just do it?
I'll be honest with you, because I was under no pressure, it wasn't my dream when I first obviously grew up. It was a lot of these guys' dreams that's doing it 10 years prior to me, 15 years prior to me, and I watched these guys' names and everything. So when I stepped on there, it was more fun to me. It was just like, this is a little path I want to do. I've got a nice physique. Let me just pose it. I wasn't even posing. I didn't have a posing coach. I literally freestyled the whole thing, to be fair, bro. Until I started getting blitzed and glamours from everyone. I think, okay, that's how you do it. Then I started getting into it. And then the more I was achieving, everyone's like, you know, if you put a bit more in, do you know how big you'll be? I remember you told me one time, he goes, Emil, like, come on, dial it in, but you can be up there one of the best. This is way before I turned pro in New York Pro. Before I turned pro, I was like, you know what? I'm hearing it too many times. Let me step up my game now, and then stop mucking around and go and show the world what's going on. So, yeah,
it was 100%, amazing. Man. Yeah, 100%. I remember that Coventry show. That Coventry show was one of the biggest amateur shows I've ever seen. Like, ever seen it. And that was your first show, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was my first IFBB Pro show. That was.
And top five at that show, is a pro level, you know what I mean? And seeing you at that show, and as I said, I remember speaking to you, telling you, mate, you know, and then obviously seeing you in New York as well and saying, man, you know what, you can nail this, you know, you can nail this. You've got everything that it needs. And I think the first time I saw it all starting to come together for you is at the Arnold's. You know, okay. And I remember speaking to you after the pre-judging and saying, you know what, I think you've got top five. And, you know, you was a bit disappointed because you didn't make the first call out. And then it all went a little bit like, you know, this person stayed and that person didn't stay. And, you know, that was the first time really that Arnold's, which is a great show to bring it all together, where I saw everything starting to come together. What did it feel like to compete in that first Arnold's?
Sweet. It wasn't pressure, but it was because I had a lot of people come down. And they were expecting me to win. Like, your physique is crazy. You're going to win. But I don't want to hear that. I just want to just, you know what I mean? It's go for the show. It was amazing because obviously we made history, UK bodybuilding history. Ian put on an amazing event. Obviously, the Arnold show is a sellout. You know what I mean? So to be part of it was next to none. And then obviously, as you said, I didn't make the first call out. And to get put back in the first call out, it was like, I don't think that even happens.
Yeah.
Once you're not in the first call, like, that's it. You're not placing. Hmm. And to get not only top four as well and be at top of the top names, I'm like, all right, cool. We're trying something now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was an amazing, amazing feeling, especially obviously just to be part of it, one, and place, get my medal and the little check there. My history, brother, it's nice. So that was the start of the career of a million.
100%, man. Yeah, 100%. Like that day, everything was on. Like I said to you when I spoke to you after the show, everything was on. I thought if you tweaked your pose in just a tiny bit, like I thought you could have even then been pushing like Ryan and you know, getting that top three for sure. And then obviously you switched over, you went over into Europe and started doing them shows over in Europe. Top two, a couple of shows where it was dead close, man, between you and first place. But tell us about the journey, man. Like, what show did you enjoy most this year, apart from the Arnold? Tell us about traveling with competing. Tell us about all of that, man.
All right. So, as you know, I was traveling all over the world. Luckily enough, I was seeing all the best in the world. So, not only was I seeing the best in the world, I've been to Olympia already without going. Mm. So, like, my next step was, I was up against, obviously, Ryan Tevye was the first for the Arnold Classic, which is our local hero at the moment. But then, Americans, obviously, number one in the world, Mr. Olympia, was at the Yamamoto Pro Show, which I never knew. Obviously, that Mr. Olympia just finished just a week after.
Yeah.
He flew over, or he got flown out from Yamamoto, it was their show, to do the show. So I only found out, like, the day before the show. So I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. But I was actually excited, to be fair. So I wasn't like, oh, shit, that's actually cool, because that's more spotlight for me. God willingly, if I place or get next to him, do you know what I mean? So I know I saw it when I saw him, he looked a little bit under pressure because he's like, he just won the show. Mm-hmm. He's been flown over from freaking America to Italy. It's a far place. I saw he looked a bit sad, like he wanted to see his, like he wanted to be with his family or something, innit? I spoke to him, we just had a little conversation, and he's on a level to me. I said, look, man, you got amazing physique. Just do your best out there. I'll see you after, innit? So we spoke for a bit and kicked on, but it was nice because I'm learning a lot from these guys that's been doing it for years, do you know what I mean? And they're showing me homage and showing me respect because, yes, I've been seeing you, man. You look amazing. So to get that recognition from these guys that have been doing it, it felt good. So I got a bit more confident. A lot of people, when I was posing just before the stage, was looking at me like, oh, shit, who the hell's this guy? So I got more confident. And it's like, you're going to win the show. Stop saying I'm going to win the show. Just allow me. Let's say you look good in it and walk on. But the words are, you going to win the show. So it gets in your head, innit? No matter how much you say it doesn't, but it's been saying it, it's going to get to your head. So now, obviously, got on the stage and just done my thing. But once again, I think I need to, I changed, for some reason, like when I get on stage, my posing changes. Hmm. Maybe because I never done the pose in hours and hours, so it's constantly in my head. Hmm. But I'm always been a freestyler from the amateur levels. And I brought it to the pro stages where I can pose, but when I get under a bit of pressure now, my pose might go revert back to how it used to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well enough. So, and that's when, once again, the judge said, you should have placed me third, if not second, but if I open up my back, because you got all the muscles, but you don't show it enough. Mm. That hurts, I'm thinking. So you got it, but you're not showing it. Again? I was like, cool. So obviously I placed top four in that one. Mm. With Brendan and that, so that was, I think, when the career got even higher. So yeah, bro, that was sick.
That was a good show, man. And then you went over to Spain again, done a big man weekend show over in Spain, which was real close, man. Like, there's a real close show, you know. Like me, like, I watch all the shows that I watch them live. If I'm not, you know me, I'm at all the shows. I'm there. If I'm not there, then I'm watching it live. And, man, I thought you had it that day, man. I think I even messaged you and said, this is your day. And I remember speaking to you and said, this is your day, man. And, you know, coming that close to me, like, for the guys who are on your level, who you get, for those who don't know, you get that win, you go straight to the Olympia. You don't have to worry about the points. When you're coming that close to me, but you know you're there or thereabouts, what's that feeling like when you get the second? Is it like, yeah, I got second, that's good? Or is it like, man, I'm so close still?
My mentality is like, I want a W. So second, like, losing to me still. Mm. Do you know what I mean? That's my mentality. I'm not going to lie to you. When I'm hearing it over and over again, it's yours. Did it move you from the middle? You stayed in the middle that time. Mm. Are you sure? Everyone said it. They got off the stage. Bodybuilders are saying it. I'm like, this must be mine then. But don't say nothing. And then when you hear that, your name gets called. And number two, if you're in the UK, you're like, oh. Like, again? So it hurts. I'm not going to lie to you. It actually hurts more than freaking not even placing, because you're like,
yeah,
you're that close. But I know I'm going to get that W. So it's not like it's not going to happen. But when is it coming? Do you know what I mean? Or are they giving me a little bit of a hard time until they know who I am? Do they want me to prove myself, pay my dues? I don't know, but I ain't backing down in it. I'm coming for the crown, bro.
100%, man. And you know what, Emil? Like, I've always said it to you that you're going to get it, man. That you're going to get it, 100%, man. You know, I've been a fan of your physique for a long time, and I think you're going to get it, man. So then looking at 2022, Emil, I know Emil Walker's not done for 2022. I know Emil Walker ain't waiting for that Olympia. What's the plans, man, for 2022?
Obviously, it exposes my secrets, yeah? All right, so basically, as I got a lot of judges' feedbacks, different ones, I've been to America, Canada, all over Egypt as well, the Egypt show. So I've got a lot of judges' feedback, and they've kind of said, some of them said the same thing, some of them said different. The last one was saying that I've not got no lower lats, so all my muscles are at top, but the lower lats could come out a bit more. So when I spread it out, it will show more of a B shape. So I'm going to work on all my weak areas, which is fortunate enough that I've got Olympias at the end of the year. So December, that's like 12 months. Not exactly 12 months, but see the prep time. But yeah, it's a lot of time to make some changes. So while these guys are trying to qualify for Mr. Olympia, I'm going to be working on myself and not killing myself. You know what I mean? So I'm rested enough for later along down the year, down the line. So probably I'm looking at, I'll probably show September. Mm. That's enough time to build some muscle, some quality muscle, some new muscle,
yeah,
and come and dominate this motherfucking sport, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is, I know with your work ethic and with your genetics, you're gonna pack on muscle. Like, you're one of the people that I know train hard every day, that diet hard every day, and that work hard every day. So it's going to be a no-brainer that come September, when you do decide to get back on stage, you're going to be adding that new muscle for sure.
Yeah. Adding new muscle, and obviously the posing is going to have to be A1.
Yeah.
The A1 posing, that's just like how I do my training. I've got to implement my posing in it as well now. And I haven't done that in my whole career. I hands up. I don't tell no gifts and gloves. But what I do learn quickly. I do adapt. I do look at someone. I do observe. Hence why I'm able to do it in a certain way, but it's time to master it fully, my own style, not anyone else telling me, just me knowing how I look from the back, I look from the front, what's my best poses. Do you know what I mean? Show the judges my best position.
100%. And during your season this year, you got to travel a lot with Jeff, who's obviously one of your pals. You know, was it good seeing you both push on? You know, obviously he came from, again, amateur. I think he turned pro, and then second the next day as well. So similar journey to yourself. He's pushing the pro ranks as well. Have you got, again, have you got any rivalry between you, or are you cool? Are you happy for each other? Or do you sort of like say, oh, you got second and I got third?
It's a mad love feeling at the moment, because as I said, we're competing against each other. we all share apartments and we get the flights together and all that kind of stuff. So we're always together in it. So him and Omar's words are like, let's push him all through first. Obviously he's the favorite now. Let's get him to the finish line. Then we push Jeff and then we push Omar. So like it's more like they know the plan in it. They wanna get me over there first and then I'll follow him through. So it's like a support mechanism. Do you know what I mean? When I win or if I'm second, they're still taking pictures for me, they're performing for me. Do you know what I mean? They're not disheartened, if they're not placing. Like almost come from like almost last call outs to like getting the first call out now.
Yeah.
That's from how much we work together. We're cooking the same food together. We're like sharing, you know what I mean? We're doing a lot, we're training together, we're doing everything. Like bedtime, I get woken up. It's 2 hours now, but wake up now, bro. Eat food. That's like I'm up against you, bro. You know that, right? Like you haven't beat me yet, and you're doing this to me. So it's pure love between the three of us, man.
That's great, man. That's great to have, man. And again, Omar, again, cracking physique, man. It's one of the smallest waists I've ever seen. Like one of the smallest waists I've ever seen. Like great symmetry. Yeah, it was wicked, man. Yeah, he's always sharp, man. He's always looking good. If you could take some of their body parts, Emil, would you take any of their body parts?
I like the way Omar's always is always in nick. He's always conditioned. That he just doesn't have any water on his body. I don't know how he's 30. He's the lean man. And he's very full in like the chest areas, like and his midsections are sharp as well. You'll always see him with abs.
Yeah.
So he needs to put on some quality size. Although he's scared of losing the abs for off season. And he will do some damage, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, just on some little areas, like the shoulder areas, some more on the legs, so you can get some depth, and he will cause problems, definitely, man.
Yeah, Omar beat Tyler for the pro card. You know that a couple of years ago. Like at the that's how good Omar is, man. Like I remember seeing him that day. He beat in his class. There was only two guys. There was him and Josh Bridgman. He beat Josh Bridgman, and then in the overall, he beat Tyler. That's how good Omar is, man.
The guy in amateur time, he keep beating me. He beat me when I met him in Italy, the first time we met. So I think we saw each other in Coventry because, you know, it was like height class, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, in height class, but for some reason I must have had a high top, so I must have went to the high class. But yeah, me and that. So I missed that one with all like 50 pros, so 50 guys. I think Omar won that one, to be fair, didn't he? So he's always doing well. So at the moment, what we are now, he beat me then, and then he beat me again 2 weeks afterwards because we went together to Romania. I come fourth, he comes second, and after that we went to Italy together for the pro card, and then we both won our classes, and then I beat him for the pro card. So at the moment it was 2-1 then. And I've caught up now because I'm in the pro show. So
yeah.
We've got that little rivalry. Me and him got a rivalry, but the love band of rivalry regarding to like who's winning, who's not at the moment. So
that's good. Do you think, Emil, that they look for something different in the amateur league to what they look in the pro league?
Yeah, they let you get away with a bit more in the amateur league. I think so because I was doing anything in amateur and I was winning. So. They definitely get away with a bit more. If you're coming in correct and looking the part and your posing a bit off, they'll still give it to you. The pro league, they ain't giving you no slacks because I've been on and they said, because I must have done something wrong to my back or something and they just pushed me all the way to the back or not giving me what I deserved because I'd done something a little bit wrong. So they're quite scrutinizing pro league-wise. So you got to be on everything. Everything, yeah, you gotta be spot on the pro league. It's different. It's a different ball game.
100%. And in terms of the physique that you've competed against over the last few years, I mean, including New York, when we see you out in New York, is there anybody you've ever looked at and thought, this person is just the best I've ever seen? Have you ever aspired to look like somebody like Ray or Andre or anything like that?
I liked Ray's physique one time. He put up a good few years ago. I think when he won the Miss Olympia, 2019. Yeah, the man's shoulder ratio to chest was looking mad. It was actually looking crazy. He had a physique. But obviously, you got to understand, these guys have been doing it for years. So to maintain that look all the way through your career, it's not going to be as easy because they don't have no time off, do they? They're at the Olympia every year, continuously. So I think my body is now able to catch up with these guys. So now I'm seeing myself at that level. They don't look the same as me no more. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of weird. Before I saw that, shit, you look crazy. Now it's like, okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I get that look now. You look crazy. So it's like, the levels are kind of like, okay, cool. So I'm on par, but I've still got more to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've still got another two more training stations to go before I stop this game, man. And I'm going to take it. Because I kind of started, innit? To be fair.
Still fresh, man. You're still fresh, you know, in terms of competitive, you know, turn pro 2018, and we're only, you know, you've only really been doing 4 years.
If that, because it's 2 years off of COVID, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you minus the COVID, it's 2 years, really, I've been actually competing.
Yeah.
And my amateur career was very short, 6 months, if that. Yeah. 6 months, I believe. Yeah, so it's been a short one, but it's going to be, a dangerous one as well, bro.
And even the amateur scene at the moment in the UK, you know, is flying, man. The UK amateurs are hot, man. They're good. They're winning shows internationally. Is there any amateurs that you see out there and you think, oh, that guy, when he gets into the pro ranks, is going to be top?
My guy, Yemi, man. When my guy comes through,
yeah.
He's got the whole thing with him. He just needs to put on some more size in certain areas. But once he gets that and it stays there, he's causing everyone problems. In the pro league, like he will, once he gets there in amateur-wise and gets his qualifications for the pro card, he can jump straight on the pro stage and do damage. Because he can pose, got the presence, got the look, and he's got the body. Like, me and him have been at it for time as well in amateurs. So, and we kind of travel together as well. Like, Portugal, we went to Italy together. We've done a lot of places. So, well, we turned pro after I turned pro as well. So he always wins his classes majority of the time.
Yeah, you know, I really like Yemi's physique, man. I've seen Yemi compete loads. I've seen Yemi compete loads, from even in like the Lee Valley shows down to the amateur Olympia in Denmark. You know, I fought the amateur Olympia in Denmark. I thought he's got that. Like, I thought he's 100% got it. He won his, like, he walked his class. Like, and that was a hard class that day. You have guys who beat him in the regional, which I didn't agree with. And then did the pro qualifier that day, and they placed fifth in the pro qualifier, and he went on and won the class. I thought that day, you know what, he's got that. Like, I looked at everything, I looked at the lineup, I thought, yeah, he's definitely going to be in that top three overall. And
yeah,
you know, he only narrowly missed out, but you know, yeah, he's somebody who I think's got a great chance, man, of really pushing things, really, really pushing things as well.
Marcus Pivot as well.
Yeah,
he's got a good chance. I think he needs to put a bit more size on in the back area.
Yeah.
His front's amazing. It's the back a bit more, just a bit more DL, and he'll do damage as well.
I prepped Marcus for a long time, you know, Emil. I prepped Marcus for a while. I prepped him for that show in Coventry, the one in Coventry, that show in Coventry. I think he got like a third there or something. And then I prepped him for another show as well, which again, I think he won and he just didn't get it or didn't get the card. I prepped him for a PCA London show, which he won. I think his physique looks a lot like yours from the front.
Also,
I think he has a similar, when you were an amateur and you were enjoying it and you were loving it, like, he has that sort of mindset to it all. Like, he's not like, oh, like, he might be now, but when I was working with him, he wasn't like, I want to be Mr. Olympia. He was like, you know what? I love my day. I enjoy it. And then when you go on stage and he's trying to hit that back pose, he just doesn't hit it right. I think he's got all the muscle, like you say, he's got all the muscle. And from the front, he's almost unbeatable. Just from that rear. But yeah, when he gets the card and when he takes it, like, again, I don't know what he's like now, but when he takes it 10% more seriously, that guy will be danger.
Yeah. He's thick in it. He's very thick. He's got thick thighs, thick calves. That means he's got that look about him as well. So he would do damage. He would do damage, man. That's what the pro league one, in it, that kind of look. You know what I mean? That kind of physique, that fitness, muscle bellies, shredded, coming in tight. You need that.
Yeah, 100%. And Emil, I know you changed coaches for your last few shows. Talk to me about it's Team Titan, isn't it, you're with now?
Team Titan, yeah, Team Titan Cars.
Talk to me about some of the things that you've done differently to bring this different look. Like, is there a new training method, a new diet method? What are you doing differently now?
So he met me at the Yamamoto Pro Show. He said, I love your physique. You just need to open up your back a bit more, and I thought you were going to be placed a bit more higher, at least second, at least, or because his guy was second. Mm. Yeah, you know Ricardo Carrera.
Yeah.
He's obviously Olympian as well. He said, yeah, you could have been closer, neck and neck on him. And he said, he didn't ever approach me like that. He was giving me guidance, support, what I can do, what I should do, bits and bobs that he can change. And it's just been supportive, isn't it? And then said, look, man, here's my Instagram. Just message me when you want for a bit of advice, free, not to worry. I just liked his attitude and his love for the sport. Mm. And he's more like, he's thoughtful, isn't it? He's thinking, he's deal behind it. And I was just thinking. I was obviously, I'm with Uncle Steve, isn't it, at Nutritions. And I spoke to him about it because he's always busy doing a lot of prepping for a lot of other guys as well. He's not always available for me to do them kind of shows. So, like, I spoke to him. He said, I told him about what he can do, all the privileges, the extra privileges, da da da. He said, that sounds like a good idea. So long as I'm still with Steve and always, you know what I mean? We're still close. So we said, yeah. I said, I'm going to change over. And then we left it at that in a mature way. Mm. But we're still cool. We're still blessed. And then he's just able to just adjust my food in a different way. Where I look fuller and tight. And just, you know what I mean? Just like, he's a men's physique poser as well. He was fixing my posing. So my posing was getting tweaked. He was able to be like on me 24/7 because he has like more time in his hands, I should say, regarding to for his athletes. That's his sole divided thing, just athletes. So if you're prepping you, he's on you just every hour for the picture, 2 hours for this, updates, every like how you are basically as well. So yeah, he's on job. When he can get to a show, he will, but obviously Egypt show was a bit far for him. Mm. But he was kind of there, even though the time difference was different, he was able to like switch his alarm clock to my time, so I'm on his level, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what we placed third for our first show together. Mm. So he took me down from, I got fourth at the Arnold's, fourth at Yamamoto, then I went to third with him. And then went second at the Prague. Which was another one that upset me again.
And Jeffrey third that day, wasn't he? Jeff was third that day. Yeah.
So he had two of these guys placing third and second. I mean, so that's like from four, he's took me from three to second now. Mm. We're going in the right place. So obviously my posing is getting better, my condition's getting better. I'm more confident, you're right. I'm feeling more, you know, like on job now. So now I'm getting qualifications, I'm getting points for Olympia now. Everything's going good. And I've done again, obviously went to Spain, got second in that one again. So the record speaks for itself, you know?
Yeah. And what are you doing differently? I mean, are you eating more food? Are you like, are you carbing up more, carbing up less? Anything different that you're doing, which is giving you that different little look?
You know what? Yeah, because I'm coming from a show to a show, I'm not off. Mm. So all I'm doing is improving from that. That's why you do look better when you do more shows per show, because you get better per show. You don't have 2 weeks off now. Yeah. And come back again. You're just dialing down, still doing your cardio, still dieting, but still staying relatively full as well. So yeah, it's just literally tweaking your foods. I'm not really, my carbs still the same. Like I don't really go to minimum, no carbs. I've still got energy, maybe from the buzz of obviously placing and winning. So I'm still on the buzz from that. Maybe if you don't win in that, you might just get deflated, innit? And you might just lose that motivation. Maybe, I don't know. But for me, I felt like I was with Jeff and Omar. So we was just literally together, grinding together, eating together, and doing it making it a lot easier for each other. When you're by yourself, it's a little bit harder. So I had a little bit of a support team to push each other. If we're doing slacking, if we're off a little bit, you know what I mean? We'll pick each other up and build each other.
Good, man. I mean,
on job. So that's probably one of the reasons behind the success as well.
100%. And Emil, for those who don't know, I know, obviously, as I said, I know you and I know you for a long time. I know you're a family man as well, man. So tell me how you balance everything between, you know, in reality, being one of the best men's physique guys in this country, in Europe, and how do you balance that with family life?
Bro, it's hard. Obviously, we've got this thing called FaceTime right now, we're on. So I have to do that a lot because my kids don't live with me. I've got two that live in Bristol, and I got one that lives in local to London. So I do see the little one more because he's local to me. And during the COVID period and everything, wasn't allowed to see that my mother too because of you can't obviously mix and blend. So I was obviously FaceTiming a lot more every day, which is not the best thing you want to do is to see your kids in it. It was always coming down every other week. So it was more the FaceTime, speaking, talking, updating each other. I think there was at school, so I had to wait for them to finish school. And then I was flying out, so I would speak to them before. It was difficult. No. It wasn't easy. Then they'll say, what's your next show now, Dad? When'd you come? You better win this one. Da-da-da. So it's like, it's a bit of banter, a bit nice. But it was hard because I didn't get to see them as much. So that's why now I've been able to see them a lot more. I went to Bristol. I spent a couple of days down there, just chill with them, vibes with them, got some Christmas presents and that. So really nice, really nice. So they come down for the Christmas period at my house, to be fair, for 2 weeks, yeah, to catch up.
Yeah, nice. So
it's not easy. No, it's not easy.
Do they know, Emil, are they old enough to know, like, what you're doing? Like, in terms of, like, Daddy's going to be at the Mr. Olympia. Do they know that yet? Do they know that?
My son is 14, so he just turned professional footballer. Bristol City just got signed. So he's clued up. He's clued up. He knows what's going on. He follows my Instagram, so he can see what I'm doing. He's upset that I'm not getting it. He goes, why second? I don't get it. Why not first? So he's like, he's hard on me, innit? But he understands how the game goes. But he knows exactly what's happening at Miss Olympia. So I kind of compare it to him to the World Cup. Like, he gets Olympia for the World Cup, so he goes, okay, so on that level. My son and my daughter's does modeling like all over the world. So she does modeling everywhere. So she's in a little bit of a celebrity life herself, innit? So when I tell her about my Instagram, she goes, oh, Dad, you got no one follows you, no one likes you. Like, you know, that kind of, I got more followers than you, Dad. You know what I mean? But she gets it. But once again, they kids want to see you just get that. Have you won yet? They don't care about second, third, fourth. So they don't understand that. I see a check, but you know what I mean? But have you won? So they'll get it. They'll get it. Even my little son was watching my, I've done a podcast in America. Do you know with Hart?
Yeah.
So obviously my son's it's on YouTube. So my other little son, Cameron, he's watching it with his mom and he was getting excited. Like, shit, my dad's on the YouTube. I'm going to tell all my friends about this. Like, he's a legend. So he's still that younger-minded one, so he actually gets it fully now.
Oh, wicked. I think
he gets it more like he's that something. He's doing something big. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, they do get it, but I think they want a W. Then they'll understand it a bit more. They'll be more happier for me.
For sure.
It's like everyone.
And if your son, Emil, said to you, Dad, I want to be a bodybuilder, what would you say?
Don't do it, son. No, what would I say, man? They got the genetics, so if that's something they want to go down, I won't stop them, but I'll guide them, I'll support them. I'll guide them whatever they want to do. Hopefully, they don't want to do this because it's not a healthy sport, as we both know. It's like it's a vanity sport, to be fair, isn't it? Like over a minute in the mirror, looking at yourself, top off in the gym. Like if you're looking from the outside world, it doesn't look great, but people like us, obviously, we know we're not vanity. We're doing it to get gains and show results and look at ourselves in the mirror to see to improve. You know what I mean? So I just feel like it's not really a sport for everyone. Mm. It's not really everyone's fancy, but it's what you love specifically. So my child do that, I wouldn't really want it. It's not much money in it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Unless you're an open class bodybuilder, which is not happening. That's just a bit. There's not much money in it, man. But hopefully the money's gonna start coming up soon, man. For men's physique.
You got the pro show in the UK in July, and you got the pro show in Arnold's. At least now, like, you don't have to travel so far and spend so much money to go and do shows, because obviously the guys at Two Bros are doing a great job in bringing these shows over to the UK. And, you know, doing it, like, you got the show in July now after the British finals. You got the show in the Arnold's as well. Maybe even there might be another show as well. Like, I think the UK scene is hot at the minute, man. And I think the guys at the Two Bros are doing a great job in allowing the athletes like yourself not to have to spend thousands of pounds to go and compete. You can compete in Birmingham or in Maidenhead and keep the overheads low and get a nice big check at the end of the day.
That's amazing. Because to go to Olympia, yes, you got to travel. Not everyone's going to do what I did. I went to 8 different shows per week. Do you know what I mean? It's cost a lot of money. You know what I mean? To be hopping on the plane, not working, not seeing your family, staying relatively clean all the way through for the next 2 months. No one's doing that to themselves. No. So it's amazing to see that, obviously, UK is helping out the UK bodybuilders and giving them that stepping stone to, like, stardom, you know what I mean? To Olympia from the UK.
I agree. I think it's great, man. That's why we as a team, like, we're sponsoring the Two Bros this year, because we know how much they give back to the athletes. You know, we know that, you know, the opportunities that you guys have got now, they weren't around 5 years ago, you know, and especially with the people that we prep and the people that we know and that we help, like, to give them even just a little step up on that ladder, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's true. Yeah. I worked with these guys at the start of my career. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Being with 10X and my sponsorship. Obviously, Two Bros that started me from Coventry to even doing the Arnolds. Like, they've done a lot, man, for not just me, but all my guys that's going through the ranks at the moment. 100%. So we do owe them a lot, man.
100%. And in terms of your plans moving forward, Emil, like we spoke about, maybe getting back on stage later this year, Where is Emil going to be in 2 or 3 years' time?
2 or 3 years' time. So in my house, you're going to see the Mr. Olympia 2022 plaque, yeah? And 23. Now we're on just literally a massive journey, bro. Like, wherever God takes me, I'm going in it, but it's going to be going on a good journey. Like, I want to say I want to win this, I want to win that, but it's whatever God makes me do, lets me do, allows me to do. So it's going to be a big stepping stone. That's what I know. Wherever it is now, it's going to be a lot higher rank. Yeah. Like, that's it, man. I can't say it any more than that, man. It's going to be on another level, because my mindset's on another level. I actually understand sport now. I actually get what I'm doing. I know what a pro card is. You know what I mean? I know the meaning of getting a pro card to get in a freaking pro show and now Miss Olympia. When I was doing the amateur, I didn't have a clue what I was even doing it for, to be fair, just getting on stage and performing, you know what I mean? And I realized pro cards exist and what's the next stage? So I jumped into the biggest stage straight away rather than doing the PCAs and all the other kind of shows that we do. I went straight to IFBB Pro and put some work in. So that's kind of level I know now. So I'm using it. I'm still in the amateur mind when I get to Olympia. Like, this is fun, you know what I mean? That's why I advise to all the guys, if you're watching this now, that's competing, that wants to compete at a high level, just make it fun, man. Just enjoy it, live it. Because remember, you're only up there for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. After you're killing yourself in the training, you've done all the hard work now. You know what I mean? You've done everything possible. All you got to do is struck and show everything you've done in your whole prep. It's 12 weeks to 12 to 20 weeks. Just get the job done on stage and then smile and enjoy it to the judges. 100%. I mean,
100%. Would you ever consider doing the Arnold's in Ohio? I mean, would you ever consider applying for that?
Yeah, I would have done it if I was got at everything this March, because obviously they asked me to go to it. But I said to myself, I don't want to come to the stage with the same package. It just doesn't make sense. The judges will look at that. So next year, God willing, I'll definitely want to hit all the best shows and go back to New York Pro and do it properly this time. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of places I want to go and just try and show my face and get that recognition. I'm not shy to go with anyone. I ain't shy at all, bro.
No, 100%, man. What's been your favorite ever show ever? What's the best ever show you've ever done?
I think Egypt, you know. Mm. Why did I say Egypt? Their hospitality, the chauffeur driven, picked up from the airport. They give me the accommodation, big ass little palace myself. Food was like measured, 6 meals per day. So you had like a choice of steak, salmon, rice, potato, veg. And then you tell them what you want to weigh at, and they bring it to you 6 boxes per day, bro, fresh and nice. They took us through to the pyramid. So that was me, you know, Regan yeah. Brown, Omar, Clarence McSpadden, and a couple of other pros. Took us out in the whole outing. It's all paid for these guys, you know, like, this is something they've done for us, you know what I mean? Treat us like royalty, man. And then obviously placing top three of the show as well, collecting the check and the medal and more points for Olympia. I can't ask for a better time than that, bro. Like, yeah. It was adventurous, you know what I mean?
Amazing, bro.
That was one of the best shows, because I think Omar was next to me as well. Omar, last minute, I told him about it. I said, oh, by the way, I'm going to do this show, you know, because they're paying for us, isn't it? And but just two days before that, he said, that's it, nah, I'm not doing no more shows now, I'm done. Emil, I'm coming. I go, what, Universe? I told the wife, I booked it. I said, this guy's a madman. So, you know, he's with me now, traveling. So it's a good feeling, man, to be around people who want to just strive to greatness.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I know you gave a few words of advice there, Emil, for anybody who's young, thinking about competing. Imagine I'm somebody who's done my first season as an amateur. I've not quite got the result that I want. What would you say to that person who's sat there at the minute thinking about, you know what, I'm never going to be a pro? Like, what would you say to them?
I've been there. It's a horrible feeling. But if you keep driving, if you keep striding, if you keep doing everything your coach told you to do in the correct format, you will eventually get there. If you get up that extra earlier, if you put that extra bit of work in, dial that little bit more, you will improve each and every time. Do you know what I mean? So just literally just keep going. It doesn't stop. There's no quitting in this game, innit? You don't quit. You just keep pushing, 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 and eventually it will come through. It's just down to how much you want it. Like, God don't like quitters, isn't it? You like someone that tries and tries and tries until you can't try no more. And that's when he gives you that breakthrough. And then when you get it, it's when you see them guys getting their pro card and they're lying on the floor because they're so happy from like exhaustion, because it's nothing that is earned, innit? It's earned. It's like, thank God for that. I worked so hard. I pushed myself to the limit and I finally got it. You got your rewards. So that's the rewards there. Don't give up and it'll come through.
100%. Emil, that guy getting a pro card who's laying on the floor will be you when you get your W for your Olympic invite.
God willing, that's the plan, man. That's 100%. The plan, definitely, man.
100%. Emil, thank you ever so much for your time, bro. It's been a great podcast, man. Really insightful. Where can people catch you, Emil? Where's the best place to find you? Social media? Where's the best place to find you, follow you, speak to you? How can they hit you up?
All right. So you got the Emil Walker at IPB Pro Instagram. I need to start getting myself a YouTube channel, to be fair. I started showing my ab workouts because people talking about the abs, saying that they're one of the best in the game. So I might show these guys how to do abs. Facebook, not really on that. But eventually, I'm going to have everything lined up. So mainly Instagram, you'll catch me. Or you see me training at Absolute's gym. I won't say exactly where, but it'll be Absolute Gym somewhere in London.
Yeah, thank you ever so much, brother. Thanks ever so much. And guys and girls, if you've liked this episode, please like it, share it, subscribe, and we'll be back soon. Take care.
Bless, brother.